This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I wore a hat today, but you can tell on the sides. The sides, it looks sharp with the hat.
Well, I know. I noticed yesterday.
You did notice yesterday. A lot of people noticed yesterday.
Yeah.
In a way that it just kind of furthered my thinking. So, I needed a haircut. It got to be a little bit too late. Saturday night, my wife, I was like, I go to a salon. Typically, I think I've talked about this before. I go to a salon. I don't know how I ended up at this salon, but it's relatively cheap, and it just is what it is. It's like a 15-minute drive. And I just go in and they take care of it. And it is what it is. You can tell, though, they don't want to take care of me. Mm-hmm. No one that works at a salon is enjoying a guy's haircut.
Why is that?
Well, it just, I feel like I'm not a high ticket item.
Yeah.
You know, like they want you to get the same cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want you to come in and they want you to do everything to your hair and spend a lot of money and all that stuff.
You don't do like maybe a shave or a conditioning of the hair?
No, I'm just a straight up haircut person.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I always go in.
Make it worth their while is what I was saying.
And they always do a good job at this place, which is actually a bad job for me in that, like, you can tell there's like a mandate that they have to keep you a half hour essentially. Mm-hmm. Like, they're gonna give you the half hour, but there's not that much hair for me to have cut, so it should be like a 10 or 15 minute job, and they keep you the whole entire way. And so I was asking,
that would drive me crazy.
Yeah. And then typically I have to go in the mornings too, so now I have to bring my daughter over to the haircut place, and she's fine, but it's also like, you know, she's getting older and it's harder to keep her in the same area. And I decided over the weekend I was just done with it. Like, I'm not doing that. And so I got online on one of the apps, on one of the haircut places that tell you how long you got for a wait. It was a 2 minute wait.
Great. Something like that.
One of them. And it was 7 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
I went over there. I got the haircut done in 15 minutes. The whole experience start to finish, about 35 minutes in total. Yeah. I paid less money than I paid for the salon. I don't have to think about it. And I was able to do it on a Saturday at like 5:30. So my wife was able to watch the kid and I was just able to kind of go, and that was it.
Welcome to the team.
I mean, I'm all about let's get this thing done. And the convenience factor of it. And is anyone really noticing any difference in my hair?
No. As a matter of fact, if you had worn that hat yesterday, I would not have known that you had had a haircut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how guys' hairs go. Like, unless it's like a dramatic change. Like, my dad would be like, I'm a spiky hair guy with gel in it for like a year. And then he would just be like, now I'm going to have to the bottom of my face kind of hair, like with bangs and stuff. My dad would change his haircut. And by the way, he'd then revert to another thing. But like, you could tell. You're in my haircuts, which we get the same haircut every time.
Yeah, what are we doing?
The only way you know when I need a haircut is when the wings start to go. Actually, we're there now. We're close to the wings.
That's usually me too. When you get the wings, that's when you know it's time to get in there.
You actually do a better job than I do. Like, you have less patience for that. I get super, even my beard right now is stupid and ridiculous. Because I just haven't trimmed it in 6 months. No, 6 months, 6 weeks. So, like, it's really tough to tell when you get a haircut, although it was a good haircut. But I think you're in the right spot here. Because I've been looked down upon for going to places with best and great and sports in the name of it. And I'm here to tell you, cost me the same amount every time. No one can tell, with or without my haircut, by the way. Like, Vanessa will, like, critique, I think we, you know, the edges of your dome here, I think they cut a little too close. Or whenever they went to the scissors, and I was like, you're the only, no other guy's like, That looks wildly different than your last haircut. Nope. It's Nobody a three noticed. On the side. It's scissor cut up top.
I'm also three on the side.
Of course you are.
I mean, why not?
You're not trying to get the mini Barkley. The Keith gets it. Yeah, they're real close. I mean, he gets like the, I don't know, did they take a layer of skin off on the side of your head? Like, I could never be that guy.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, so I historically, I buy grocery store brand ketchup and mustard. Mm-hmm. It's one of those cheap things I just do. I'll never buy the name brand version. Because to me, it just tastes the same. Some people can notice the difference. For me, it tastes the same. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel like I just did. I bought like the grocery store brand haircut, but no one's noticing the difference. No one's telling me any. So why would I ever go back to the other thing?
Yeah.
That was more time, more expensive, and was just kind of a pain in the butt.
So... This has been a conversation in the show previously because I know Dustin was like a barber guy, and I know Ken's like a barber guy.
Yeah, he had like a standing an appointment every like couple weeks.
I kind of think, one, if I'm going to a barber, he's going to have to deal with a mess of my face too, right? And I think that's one of the great things about a barber is
you get the shave.
No, I don't. But that's what, if I'm going to spend the extra money, you're going to have to take care of the mess in the middle of my face as well, which, by the way, I should. I would look better if I did it. I think I've missed the barber time in life where so many guys who still go to barbers, it's because their dad went to a barber and he had to find your barber. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I'm 39. I might not make it to 50. I don't know that I'm ready for a new relationship like that. Whereas.
Wait, sorry, Mac, we both missed a moment. No, of course you're going to make it to 50. Yes, 50.
I believe it so much.
It's so young. Don't speak that way on yourself. Don't do that
right,
to yourself.
Right.
Mac, can a little help here?
Yeah, nice try, fatty. I don't know if I'm going to make it to 51. There, I changed it. But no, I mean, there's a part of me that's like, I think I just missed the window to have that relationship with a barber. And here's the thing. I like that it's impersonal at the other place.
I do too.
It doesn't matter if they're cutting my hair or the president's. They don't care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hair. 5 minutes in, 5 minutes out.
Speed. That's the whole game.
I pay for speed.
That's all I wanted with the salon.
You kick me out of that chair in 5 minutes and you do a good job. Whatever I pay for the cut, that's the very least that I'm tipping you.
I noticed I started tipping more when they were getting me in and out, but it was like, that's the whole deal. They wanted to make sure it was a half hour at minimum. And it's like, I don't have all the time in the world for this. No. I got time for things. I do, but not time for haircuts at this point.
And not, it's the, because here's the thing. I will get invested with a barber. I will. I know I will.
I barber hop way too much to ever say I get invested with a barber.
That's no. So Johnny needs to be better than that.
I constantly barber hop. I've been barber hopping since I've been in Cleveland.
See,
I've probably been to like 20 different barbers.
I think I would feel a sense of obligation. This is another reason why I don't need another obligation. I have three daughters, all in the teenage span of life. I wake up with them. I get them on the bus. I immediately start work. I have a loving relationship with my wife. I don't have time for the friends I do have. And I know. Like, I just started a professional friendship with a new mechanic. And I've decided that he did well by us now three times in a row.
Yeah.
And that's it. You didn't overcharge me. You did the thing right. He made sure to speed up, and we got our truck ready for vacation this last time.
Okay, sounds pretty serious.
Me and Rob are bros now.
Wait, does Rob text you like my mechanic texts me?
Yeah, he does. He's a great dude. Oh, by the way, I don't know that I love the show. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. My mechanic texts me and says, "Haven't seen you in a while. Everything okay?"
Yeah. Yes, but see, the problem is...
I don't know what I love it, though. Is it like, do you think I have a lemon car? Is that what's happening here?
You're like, hey, it's been long enough.
You know something should have broke by now?
No,
is that what's happening here?
No. That's just being thorough.
Like, is that what it is? Because they're great. It's a great place to go.
After the Michigan vacation, because we had just gotten the truck back, because we had to replace the parking brake, froze on my truck, and just got chewed up. And so, it hurt, by the way. I didn't realize that. I might not have gotten it fixed taking it if I'd known what it was going to cost. But Rob, like, he was right on it, got it done. He texted me the week after, like, "Hey man, just want to make sure everything went cool with the Michigan trip."
Oh, that's nice.
I was like, hell yes it did. So yeah. So
no, I just always get worried. I'm like, wait, should there be something wrong with the car at this point? It's been a long time since I've seen you now.
But see, that's for a car, and I baby my truck. I dislike Vanessa's car, but I will baby her car because I want to keep it running.
Yeah.
I'm more willing to do that with a good mechanic because they are so hard to find versus like, really going to have a great friendship built around my receding hairline.
No, but that's the problem with the conversation is that, or with barbershops there, is that there are really great barbers that make a difference. I've been to enough of them in Cleveland. Like, you can go as expensive as you want that are awesome at what they do. Just, I got a receding hairline and there's not much hair here. Like, I'm not, there's nothing new happening with my hair.
You can't work miracles here, okay?
That's right. There's nothing new happening here.
I'm going to have to go to Turkey and it's going to cost a lot of money and they're going to slice into my forehead. That's the kind of miracle I think we're probably at this point.
Yeah, we got what we got.
And at this point, I want somebody to send me there, you know?
Send you to Turkey?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, eventually. Not now.
Okay. I have no interest, by the way.
Yeah, I would. Absolutely would. Yeah.
No, you could tell me it would be basically I would only pay for my meals and hotel and I wouldn't go.
Yeah, I'd still do it.
No, yeah. I wouldn't. No, it's a long flight.
And I've changed on this, but every time I look
long
in the...
Long flight, a lot of effort. But that's part of the point. I just don't care about my hair presentation as much as I used to.
And then maybe I get a barber. So if a barber wants to send me to Turkey for the Turkish Hair Plan, I might start going to you after that.
And then
that.
You gotta basically take care of it for the couple weeks afterwards where you're like watering it like it's a chia pet.
Yeah, that's okay.
You're like looking at it, just waiting for the little specks to grow. That's tough, man.
Big specks. Also, somebody on, I'm not going to reveal the name, somebody saying they know the person who's the barber of Stefanski and Vogt.
Yeah.
That's actually a minus.
Wait, they got the same barber? Stefanski and Vogt have the same barber?
I probably got it from each other, right?
You think so? You think like Stefanski's like, first thing they do is they talk shop and then they're like, hey, because it's Stefanski giving Vogt.
That's a clean cut, Kevin. Stefanski, where can I get one?
Well, he gives Vogt, obviously, the recommendation because he's been here longer. And he's like, hey, I got a barber. Yeah. I got a guy. You have to go here.
If I had a hairline like Kevin, I would go to Kevin's barber. Because it does a good job. And by the way, the beard's clean.
Cleans up the salt and pepper.
Clean as hell.
Well, he makes it as salt and pepper as he wants it. And then also in other times makes it like he's like, I just don't go to Ryan Day's barber is the difference there.
I just want to welcome you to Team Great Best Sports.
It feels good.
It really is.
And you know what? They wrote down my numbers and everything like that and what I used for my haircut. So I get to walk in there next time and it'll be exactly the same.
The other place didn't do that for you?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't at all. They didn't
database.
Want me there. The salon didn't want me there. I think they kept being like, we do men's haircuts, but we're really not asking you to come back.
How much does this change things for the Guardians? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.